back. How was your shower? Good. Yeah, I can push over. There we go. You always look so good when you just come out of the shower. I mean, yeah, of course you do, but I don't know. Your hair is just wet and it looks so good, and you look so good. How was your day? Yeah, I think I remember meeting them. Was he the one with the, like, the big glasses? Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember him. Oh my gosh, really? Oh, that's so weird to think of. Well, I guess it makes sense. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, no, my day was good. It's pretty easy, you know. We didn't have too much orders, and you know, my boss finally talked to, you know, her boss about all the problems we were having, and it seems like they really put a lot of effort into, you know, at least resolving them a little bit, which is good. But yeah. That's like, well, the whole past, you know, few shifts has been like that, which is great. Yes, I do want to sit in your lap and tell you about my day. I was thinking about you, like, all morning and all afternoon, all day, the whole day. No, not even dirty stuff, but kind of this. I don't know. We've gotten into this habit of, you know, me sitting in your lap and telling you about my day and stuff like that. It's really nice. I was looking forward to it. Yeah. I know, I always wiggle my toes when I'm excited. I don't even do it on purpose. It's kind of like a dog wagging its tail. I don't know, you just make me feel so good. I want to wiggle my toes forever. Yeah, I guess it's time to talk about how responsible I was today. I did pretty good. I woke up at the right time, and I got up and I did 5 minutes of stretching before work, which is, I mean, you know, I wanted to start doing that so I wouldn't get so sore from work, but I think I'm more sore today than usual, even though I didn't do a whole lot of lifting, which is, I don't know, maybe I just, like, I've awakened my muscles and now they need to be, poked back to life or something, I don't know. But yeah, I stretched, I got dressed, I went downstairs, and it was a little late for me to, like, make breakfast, so I had half of one of those, like, pizza breads from the bakery, and I left. Yeah, I was so excited. I was gonna pack that leftover ravioli for lunch in that new, like, that new thing I bought, but I couldn't find it, and I was like, I looked in the fridge and on the counter, and I looked through the window of the microwave, and I didn't see anything in there, but it turns out it was in the microwave, and if I had opened it, I would have seen it, but whatever, so I didn't really bring lunch. I brought oatmeal, And that was the oatmeal that I was originally going to have for breakfast. But I just grabbed the pizza bread and then I was going to make the oatmeal at work. But then I decided I didn't want to have anything sweet for lunch. So I didn't. I also didn't take my break today because we were just like really busy. And if I took it, we wouldn't have finished today. And it's fine. Like, it's no big deal. There are worse days I've not taken my break. But yeah, okay, anyways, so, when I was at work, I only had water, well, almost only. I brought, like, that little pouch with, like, the lychee juice, lychee, but it had, like, the jelly in it, right? It was pretty good. I already drank all the mango ones, but the lychee ones are good, too. And, yeah, but I didn't have any, like, iced tea, or I didn't make lemonade when I got home for the first time in forever, and I filled up my water bottle. I drank it all up, so I filled in again, and I'm drinking that now. I did feel a little dehydrated today, I think? I don't know, I got a bit of a headache, which is, like, usually only happens when I'm dehydrated. But, yeah, I've been trying to drink more water again. I know I'm always trying to drink water. but yeah, okay, so where we drink water at work, I got home, I took a shower, I used that special scrub stuff, and I did my face cleansing routine, well, half of it. I like used the like the special soap stuff, and then I'm running out of that, by the way, my blueberry scented soap. Yeah, it's really good. But anyways, so I cleansed my face, and then I actually used cocoa butter on my face instead of the like avocado mask like usual, because I heard it's good for your skin, and I just wanted to try it like once to see what it would feel like, and like if I break out or something, then I won't do it again. But so far I feel pretty good. I feel nice and hydrated, nice and moisturized. Yeah, but I got home, I washed my face, and then I kind of just got into bed and took one of those pseudo nap things where I was just kind of hanging out, listening to some YouTube videos in the background. Okay, yeah, so I'm not gonna lie, don't be mad, I didn't eat the best today. I kind of just had sweets all day. I had so many jelly beans. I know, but that candy store like opened and we went yesterday and I got that big ass bag of jelly beans and why didn't you stop me? Oh, you wanted to exercise my my personal restraint? Well, you know I have none of that, right? I am but a simple woman. I see pear-flavored jelly beans. I buy pear-flavored jelly beans. I eat pear-flavored jelly beans, and sometimes it's too many. yeah, I'm not too proud of that. I didn't really eat anything with, like, substance today. I didn't have any vegetables. And it's all because I forgot my ravioli in the microwave. But, yeah, I know. I promise I'm trying to take it seriously. I just need to be more organized in the mornings, or the night before, I think. Tomorrow after work, I'm going to get some of that vegetable soup I like, or the chili or whatever. That stuff is so good, and it's so easy to bring to work. And now that I got that special, like, container that stays hot, it'll be even easier. But I'm gonna get that. And I also want some canned tomatoes so I can make, like, pasta. And I haven't had roasted carrots in so long. We literally haven't had roasted carrots in forever. And I am just dying for some. So I think I'll make some when I get home. But yeah. I'm gonna eat vegetables tomorrow. At the very least, tomorrow. I know. Sir, please, I don't want to get a spanking for not eating the vegetables. What if I'm really, 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 really good tomorrow and I'll eat like triple servings of vegetables? Oh, spare me. Spare me. Okay. I know it's part of the deal. After all, if I don't take care of myself and eat my veggies and drink my water, I'll evaporate and turn into dust, and then who are you gonna fuck? I know. I know. Okay, I understand. But let me tell you about the rest of my day first. Okay, so on the train to work today, I usually play my Switch, but today I actually read some pages of that big, the big book on Greek mythology I just bought. Yeah, I learned some stuff already. Like, I always kind of had a hard time remembering which god, was paired with which planet. It's like Greek and Roman mythology, because I know they're like different but similar. But yeah, okay, so Kronos, or whatever, is Saturn, and he's the big important dude, right? And then Zeus is why do I always forget? Oh no. Okay, I remember. Because Zeus is Jupiter, because Hera is Juno, which is one of Jupiter's moons, and they go together. I mean, well, Hera goes with Zeus, but Zeus goes with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Zeus is kind of a slut, not gonna lie. Not that there's anything. I mean, we sex positive in this household, but Zeus was a whore. Anyways, okay, yeah. So obviously, Poseidon is Neptune, and I can always remember that. A, because I had a betta fish named Neptune, and also because in SpongeBob, Neptune is like their god, and like Poseidon. And like Neptune, I think they divided, like, they made like Neptune and then they made Poseidon his son, which is kind of weird to think of, but it's fine. Yeah, I know. But anyways, back on topic. So yeah, and Hades is Pluto, and then I read the page on Apollo and Artemis? Artemis? I'm so bad at pronouncing these names. I wish it had the little pronunciation thing, but yeah, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Right. And they're twins. I didn't know that. I had a very, very vague understanding of like Greek and Roman mythology before this book, but the first like 28 pages and I'm already like, oh, I see what's going on. Yeah, they have a nice family tree on it, which is very helpful. And also, I feel like Hades gets such a bad rep, but he's not even a bad guy. Like, first of all, he's not the king of death or the god of death. He's the god of the dead. So he doesn't kill them. He just takes care of them when they've been killed, you know? And he's really chill too. Like even in like Hercules, like the Disney version, they make him look like this evil ass, like angry guy. But he just wants to chill with his big ass three-headed dog and his fucking flower wife and, tend to the spirits. He's pretty chill. Do you think we have that kind of dynamic? Yeah, I mean, like Hades and Persephone. Clearly, I'm the brooding, serious one, Hades. And you're the bubbly, flowery Persephone. No, I think it's the other way around, but. I mean, not to be dramatic or anything, but, you know, having a big, vast kingdom does sound pretty hot. I mean, I don't know how to flirt to laugh at me, please. Oh my God. I'm trying to do something here. Okay, just work with me. Okay, wait. So, yes, I'm the soft flower child who comes to visit you in the winter, and you're the dark, serious, intelligent, brooding Hades upon his throne, watching over all. Yeah, I don't know where else to go with that. You know I like that kind of dynamic, right? I'm a firm believer in opposites attract, and I think that's why we get along so well. Yeah. Well, you and I both know that I was not doing the flirting when we first met. That was 1,012% you. I put it to work, though. I fell for your suave, charming self. You really put the moves on, and oh God, I know I'm being a fucking dork right now. But you love me. You love my dorky self, don't you? I love you too. I mean, you're my sir, after all. And you always tell me that you want to take care of me, and you do. You do take care of me, even if it means spanking me if I don't eat my vegetables. But I feel so safe when I'm with you. And it's not just because you're, like, you know, strong, big and strong or anything. But I mean, that's part of it. But like, really, it's just, I don't know. You always show me that you care in all the little actions you do, and it means a lot to me. You know that, right? As long as you know. How did I even get on the topic of mythology? Oh, yeah. Because I read the book on the train today. Yeah, I played my Switch on the way home, though. But hey, guess who unlocked Zero Suit Samus? Me. And I did it not even with Kirby. I did it with Ike because I was trying to practice with him. And I did it while my glasses were fogged up from my mask, and I did it out in broad daylight where my Switch screen was almost completely black. I still got it. So, I mean, at the very least, I'm achieving big things on my Switch. yeah, I know. I'm fucking making excuses. I'm allowed to play my Switch sometimes. Yeah. Yesterday, or maybe the day before, was the first day in the past, like, what, I've had it for like 3 months, the first day that I didn't play Animal Crossing. And it was really weird, because, I mean, obviously I'm a filthy time-skipping cheater. So, you know, my villagers think they haven't seen me for multiple days in a row, but like, this was the first time I actually, like, just did not. I don't even think I turned on my Switch at all, which is, like, unheard of for me, but I'm moving up. Look at me. Reducing my screen time one little bit at a time. Hey, it's not my fault that you choose to humor me, okay? You always listen to me. You always let me get away with it. So, I mean, really? I don't know. You're the one who's supposed to be dishing out the punishments here. And if you don't punish me, I'm gonna keep doing it. Even if you do punish me, I'm gonna keep doing it. But that's because I like getting punished. Exactly. What are you gonna do with me? How do you punish somebody who loves to be punished? Yeah, you make them eat vegetables. I don't even like not like vegetables. It's just like kind of a hassle to eat them sometimes. You know the one vegetable I don't like. Asparagus. Ew. Asparagus is the worst vegetable known to man and animal and planet. It's just it's so gross. And Brussels sprouts, you can't fool me, okay? Brussels sprouts are just shorter, fatter asparagus. They're on the same bullshit as asparagus is. And green beans, gross. Yellow green beans, a sin. This is just gonna turn into me ranting about which vegetables I hate, but we'd be here all night. I mean, we're gonna be here all night, but I'm assuming you want to sleep a little, huh? Probably. After all, I've got to stay healthy, and sleep is one of the biggest parts of that. Which means we should probably go to bed pretty soon, huh? You're so nice and comfy, though. I might just fall asleep curled up in your lap like this. Let's go to bed for real. Just let me get changed. And then we can go to sleep, okay? Okay. I'll come back to bed soon. I'm not gonna go very far. Just 15 steps, maybe. What should I wear today? Is it supposed to be cold tonight? No, I'm not wearing my birthday suit. How about I wear your green hoodie? I think that one's my favorite. I'm not quite sure why, but I think it's because it always smells like you the most, and it feels like you too. Whenever I put it on, it's like you're swaddling me. It's just a really nice feeling, that's all. You're just a really nice feeling. Okay, here I go. I'll be right back. And then we're gonna cuddle. And we're gonna snuggle until tomorrow morning. We're gonna get up and I'm gonna do everything I did today all over again. Yeah, I know I'm stalling. Okay.